Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Undoubtedly, for many of you, death is still lingering on your mind. Perhaps it was events recently, the culture of death that we find ourselves in. Perhaps it is because in the not too long ago past, one of our own loved ones died. We watched a life that we had held the hand of, watched the life of someone that we had rejoiced with, that rejoiced in our joys and prayed for us through our trials and our tribulations. We saw that life end. But I have good news for you, and that news is that Jesus Christ has conquered death. Death is swallowed up in victory. We will for sure see this on the last day when there will no longer ever be a death. There will be no disease. There will be no destruction in our own flesh. If you are older, and I feel it now that I'm in my 40s. If you are older, you feel the effects of sin on your body. Your knees don't work as well as they used to. The hips don't allow you to run as fast. You wake up, and just by laying there, you're in pain. This is the effects of sin. You can feel it actually in your own bodies, and you should recognize that life is more than those aches, more than those pains. This tent, that is the tabernacle with which our soul dwells, has been granted to us by God. The life that he gives is knit together both with body and soul. And Jesus Christ has redeemed us body and soul. We groan. We see travesty. We see death. We see decay in our world. And we groan. And we cry out, "How long, O Lord?" And we pray, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Jesus, take us out of this veil of tears. Jesus, show us the better way. Come and make all the wrong things right. Why are you delaying?" When we get frustrated with God in this, we of course need to remember that we are called to repent. He is God. His mercies are long-suffering. Maybe that doesn't always make us feel better about it, but the fact is that we are still alive because God is not done with us. He has made you as a light first of all in your homes, a light to the people around you that you go out to work with, a light within your own communities, that they would see Jesus. Mortality, the reality that we are going to die, and that disease and death, you feel it. This is sin. But we don't live just for this life. This is a temporary life. Christianity actually prepares us for death. It prepares us for the life that is to come. If this is all there is, then what is our hope? But dear child of God, this isn't all there is. Disease, death, decay is not all there is. On the last day, the bodies that we lay to rest, awaiting the soul, will be raised out of that ground. The soul will return, and there will be grand rejoicing among those who confess Jesus. The hymn that we sang right before the sermon is the hymn that we sing at a Christian burial. So if you've been with me for a Christian burial, you have undoubtedly sung that hymn, even though it's not extremely familiar to many. Other times, we might sing "Abide With Me," a hymn that we'll close tonight's service with. The confession here is that this is not all there is. As the casket is lowered into the ground, that's not the final say. Death is swallowed up in the victory of Jesus Christ. The grave, will lose its sting. On that day, our bodies will be glorified. We will confess Christ. We will give an account, good and bad. As we prayed in our collect for this evening, we pray that God would make us to love that which He commands. How do we decide as a Christian what we are called to love or support? It's what God's word teaches. So when God says, this is right, uphold this, follow it, do it, we know that this is what God desires of us. When God says, don't do this, this is wrong, this is going to hurt you, we are to strive to walk away from them. The terror of the Lord on that day will so completely overcome those tongues that confess Him to their judgment. You are body and soul. You are precious in the sight of God Almighty. So precious that He sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to fulfill it for you. Do you want to know how much your God loves you? Look to the cross of Jesus Christ. He loves you so much that He would pay the full price to win you out of sin, death, and the devil. He would pay the full price so that Jesus would give up His life so that we might have life and have it abundantly. This Jesus is the servant. He is God in the flesh, and He dies for your sins and the sins of the whole world. Yes, that means that Jesus also died for the sins of those who do not believe in Him. And yet, it is faith in Jesus Christ, worked by the grace of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit that saves. That grace shows us that I don't earn it. I haven't been good enough to go to heaven. But Jesus was perfect for me. He who knew no sin became sin, so that I, who was a wretched sinner, could wake up in heaven one day. Could rejoice. I give thanks to God for that, and I pray that you do as well. So that when you do see that death, when you do see that decay, when you feel it because your loved one is going through that diagnosis, going through the treatments, going through the cancer radiations, that you know that this isn't all there is. That as their mind begins to slip away from even recognizing who you are, that they would still know Jesus. This afternoon, as I was with one of our homebound members, she is a woman who has recognized that she has dementia and that many things have already slipped from her mind. And yet, when I begin the divine service with her, every single word comes back to her. Every word of the hymns that we sing, every word of the liturgy that we sing, the words of the confession. And she recognizes that this is by God's grace. It truly is a beautiful thing. Salvation isn't because of me. Salvation isn't because of you. It's because of Jesus. So prepare for that day. Prepare for the day of your death. Prepare for the day that Jesus Christ returns. Be ready for that joy. A joy that will never end. The church sings. So help us, Jesus, ground of faith. Thou hast redeemed us by thy death. From endless death and set us free. We laud and praise and worship thee. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.